Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
My next guest is from Texas, but started her business as a cafe within a gay nightclub in Cork. Now she runs a vegan celiac wholesale and retail food business with a glass deposit scheme and a food waste digestion program, no less. It's a great story, and it's our April Green Business Person of the Month winner, sponsored by Repack. Her name is Virginia O'Gara, and her husband's business is called My Goodness. Hello, Virginia.
Good morning. How are you?
Congratulations on being our Green Business Person of the Month. Tell us about your mission, because some might argue that being zero waste, celiac and vegan, you're kind of shutting out vast swathes of the would-be market.
I can see where they think that. Well, first of all, thank you very much for this award. It does mean a lot to us. Being the humble vegan celiacs stuck all the way in Cork, we rarely get recognized. So we do appreciate this award. I've found that creating these specific limitations, not only just creating a company that can feed people with all various food needs and the most marginalized diets, like celiacs, like diabetics, folks who can't have sugar, vegans, people who are vegan for ethical reasons and for health reasons. We feed all of those people, but the products that we create are open to all to enjoy. So we've based our business on permaculture principles. I moved here to Ireland almost 20 years ago now to study permaculture, or the philosophy of sustainable design in Kinsale. And I heard about this college while living in Texas, and I heard about this college from a Swedish woman who was passing through, and it seemed like the dream was becoming real in Kinsale. There was an entire village that was dedicated towards a roadmap towards sustainability. So I moved all the way here from Maui to study that. And we used that time, to take those philosophical, sustainable design ethoses and put them into My Goodness. And we started My Goodness about 11 years ago, and we've been going strong ever since then.
And now,
but we opened up upstairs in that gay nightclub.
You're in the famous, the world famous English Market in Cork, which is famed for selling meat all around you.
It's hilarious. We're surrounded by a hallway of carnage. And somehow our products were good enough to allow us to be invited into the English Market. And it's such a wonderful place to be vending.
Yeah. And some of your products are, if you wanted to buy them online, they're click and collect, but only from Cork, whether it's kimchi or sauerkraut, because you have used very special glass jars and you want to kind of, you get your glass deposit scheme.
Yeah, I mean, Cork is where it's at. Of course. We also deliver to quite a few other spots in Ireland. And we work out with a deposit scheme, like you said, with bottles. So we believe that there's inherent value in all of our products. We believe that all companies should be responsible for their products from the beginning until the end. That's what's zero waste. That's what's truly zero waste. And that's what true sustainability is in.
Yeah.
So we supply quite a few shops in Dublin.
And you also work on a wonderful project, again, in the sustainability space called CUSP. Tell us what CUSP is.
CUSP is the Cork Urban Soil Project. And we started this because we do have the aim for sustainability. We based our business on several ethoses, and that's basically to protect the earth, to mind and care for the people who work with us, and to serve our customers well. So as we were trying to minimize our food waste, we noticed that even though we were doing our best making our sauerkraut to minimize food waste, we still had quite a bit of scraps going away to who knows where in Ireland, the Midlands somewhere. We wanted to see if we could find a way to take that waste and value it for what it truly is, which is a resource. It's what should be going back into the ground so we can grow healthy vegetables to continue feeding our customers. So we were given an aerobic biodigester from MTU to experiment with a closed loop system process.
This is the Munster Technological University. And does it, what happens to what comes out the other end, and does it stink?
Good questions. Well, what we put in is a mixture of carbon and nitrogen. The carbon, of course, in compost is that crunchy brown stuff, like your leaves, your cardboard, your, you know, paper takeaway containers. And the nitrogen is all of our food waste. And we work with a few other companies around us in the Marina Commercial Park. We work with a gin distillery and we work with natural food bakery and some coffee shops. So we're all able to use this machine that can compost up to 100 families compost. We put it into the first container. We put all of the carbon and nitrogen in the first chamber. It churns it. It uses oxygen and works with nature, with the natural microbes to create compost. After 2 weeks, it's shoved over to the second chamber. And after 2 weeks there, so 1 month total, we have beautiful, friable, usable compost. So we've been using this machine for about the past 5 years. And every year we are able to divert about 30 tons of would-be waste from the landfill and create about 15 tons of compost.
That's excellent. And do you worry, Virginia, that there is a move away from ESG and environmental goals and standards and doing your bit for the environment and in the world kind of spreading from Trump land?
Yeah, we've all noticed that. We're all pretty nervous about it. But the reason I like My Goodness and the reason that we set up My Goodness is to build a community. I believe that there is a lot of value in protecting the earth around us and valuing more than just profit. We have built community and good soil with our Cork Urban Soil Project as a side of My Goodness. And the value doesn't decrease in that. I believe, especially in Ireland, we have a strong sense of responsibility and the potential of having a strong national community where we can value building up the earth and protecting future generations more than just whatever's going on over in the Trump land, which we all know will pass quickly.
Okay. Well, listen, congratulations to you and your husband on being this month's Repack Green Business Person of the Month. That is Virginia O'Gara from My Goodness in Cork. And I think you have a facility in Dublin as well.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.